Bude.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today going up to 25, Pretoria a high of 28, and Polokwane a high of 24 degrees.
In Eldorado Park on the N12 eastbound, a collision at the N1 highway interchange causing heavy traffic.
In your sport, the stage is set for a thrilling third T20 international between India and South Africa at SuperSport Park today, and Dutch police make more arrests over the violence which followed a match involving an Israeli football team in Amsterdam.
We start in Johannesburg, where former MMC for Community Development, Kabelo Kwamanda, is threatening to drag the city speaker to court over his axing. Kwamanda also demands a public apology from Speaker Nobuhle Mtembu for the comments she's made in the media about Kwamanda's alleged involvement in a funeral policy scam. Kwamanda, who is also a former Johannesburg mayor, was fired over the weekend while an investigation continues. But his legal team says Kwamanda is not taking this lying down and claims that his dismissal was unfair and that he was not notified. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
In a letter written to Speaker Mtembu, Kwamanda's legal team states he only learned about his dismissal as MMC through a media statement issued by the mayor's office. Kwamanda also accuses the speaker of creating an atmosphere of hostility and bias against him through the public statements by Speaker Mtembu. Kwamanda's legal team has given Mtembu until tomorrow morning to address what they deem as procedural and substantive issues with his dismissal or face court action. He also demands that the speaker withdraws her public comments and issue a public apology by 8 a.m. tomorrow. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
In the south of Johannesburg, teams of the city's water entity is regrouping and discussing a new plan of action. This after yesterday's violent protests when operational teams from Johannesburg Water tried to cut illegal water connections. Disgruntled resident Sibusiso Ndlovu describes the surprise operation as unjustified and uncalled for.
We have several meetings with Johannesburg Water. As much as we acknowledge and we understand that these waters are connected illegally, but we cannot agree that these waters are cut off immediately.
More about that at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To international news and the horror story from China, where 35 people were killed when a man ploughed his car into a group exercising at a sports center. Police in the city of Zhuhai says the 62-year-old suspect was apparently triggered by a divorce battle over property. He was rushed to hospital with self-inflicted injuries. 43 other people were also injured. And who would have thought? A South African-born helping to clean up the American government. Elon Musk, the young boy from Pretoria who became the richest man in the world, is now also going to lead a new group tasked to make the US government more efficient by cutting wasteful spending in American government departments. US President-elect Donald Trump made the announcements through the night. Musk was a key ally to Trump during his campaign, and he reportedly spent more than $100 million to help Trump to victory. Musk will head the Department of Government Efficiency, already known as DOGE.
I mean, if that's what he's good at, I think it could be a smart move.
Yes.
You're not going to put him as the head of the communications department, I don't think. But listening to that portfolio, I mean,
I just wonder whether he wouldn't have been better helping private companies communicate with the Trump administration. You know, like keep him in his private role rather than...
I hear what you're saying. He should have helped South Africa.
That's exactly what Khada was saying.
Help fuel the jet so that Trump can fly here for the first time. I mean, he wasn't here in his first 4 years either. You know, show him where he grew up in Pretoria, in the Moot. Take him there, say, Mr. Trump, this is where I live.
Did he grow up in the Moot?
Yeah, they're in our region.
Is it?
Yeah.
Elon Musk?
Okay. Yeah.
Before they headed over to Joburg?
Yeah. And then to the US. To Canada. He will now
lead.
And Canada.
To Canada. Yes.